So we're going to study from the Svasemis 2 years, Tuf Resh Lamed Hey, the last piece in Tuf Resh Lamed Hey, on page 134 in these editions. And then we'll look also at the first piece of Tuf Resh. I meant Tuf Resh Lamed Dalet, I'm sorry, the last piece in Tuf Resh Lamed Dalet, and then the first piece in Tuf Resh Lamed Hey. So the Torah tells us that the Mitzrayim were pursuing Bnei Yisrael. The Egyptians are in hot pursuit. Vayirdifu Mitzrayim achareim. Vayasigu oisam chonim alayam. And they caught us. Where we were, in our encampment near Yamsuf, and that's where we were stuck. The Mitzrayim coming upon us, the sea in front of us, and no place where, logically, we could possibly go. No escape. Paro hikriv, Paro is coming closer. At that point, Bnei Yisrael cry out to HaKadosh Baruch. Vayitzaku Bnei Yisrael El Hashem. Cry out to HaKadosh Baruch. And we said to Moshe, Vayom Ral Moshe, Hamibli Ein Kvarim, Bimitraim, Lekachtonu, Lemuspa Midbar. How could you have done this to us? Not enough graves for us in Egypt? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Ma titzak eloi? Why are you crying out to me? Now, many Mefarshim take this to mean not just that Moshe personally was crying out to Hashem, actually the Torah doesn't say that he did. So that it's understood that when the Torah says here, Matitzak Eloi, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying to Bnei Yisrael, as one, why are you crying out? And he says to Moshe, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, V'yisau, tell Bnei Yisrael to rise up and go, literally, into the water, which we did, and Yamsuf split. But how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu say, Matitzak Eloi? What are you crying out for? That's the right thing to do. What else does a Jew do but cry out to Hashem, particularly based sorrow? So what's the question? Matitzak Eloi? That's the first question. And then, as we look at the Medrash about this, start on page 134 on the right-hand side, from Tuf Resh Lamed Aleph, Medrash on the words Matitzak Eloi, Medrash says, from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tzaku Vashem Shemea, that Bnei Yisrael cry out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. Not only is it the case that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens, but we are proud of the fact that we can cry out to Hashem. And the Medrash says that Yitzchak Avinu was Morish. He bequeathed the power of the sword to Esav, and the power of tefillah, the power of prayer, to Yaakov. A kol Yaakov, v'hayadayim yedei Esav, and that's not just how it was at that moment, that day, but that's what was given to Yaakov, al charbucha tichye, and that with the power of his hands, and particularly in battle with his sword, he'll be victorious. Meanwhile, Yaakov was given the ability to cry out to Hashem, and Hashem will answer.
Before the whole process started, when before Hashem picked Moshe to come and redeem the people, doesn't it say in the Torah that he heard our cries?
Yes, it does.
It doesn't say don't cry.
Right? Batal shavasam el helokim min ha'avoda, the Torah says. Before Moshe was even known to them. True. So that's only, then therefore we ask even more. So why does Hashem say here, matitzak elai? And now the Medrash says, not only that we daven, but misgoeb Yerushasam. Esav is proud of what he inherited. And Yaakov is proud of what we inherited. Medrash says, Esav is misgoeb because when we wanted to pass through the territory of Esav, the territory of Edom, the Torah records how Edom says, Vayomer Elov Edom, Loi Savor bi, Pen Becherev Eitzi Likrasecha. Don't you dare, Jews, come into my territory. We'll come out with our swords, and you know, we are promised victory by our swords. So they're very proud of their use of the sword. Then again, Am Yisrael, the Medrash says, is Mizgoe Birushasoi HaKol Kol Yaakov. Because in the Vidui Bikurim, and in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, which includes the psukim of that vidui, we say Vanitzak El Hashem Elokei Aviseinu Vayishma Hashem Eskaleinu. We proudly say we called out and Hashem heard our prayers. So the question now is, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what are you crying out for? And then the Medrash tells us that we are crying out and that we're proud of the ability to cry out and proud of what's accomplished when we do cry out. What are we proud of? Why are we proud that Hashem answers us? I mean, I understand that it's an honor and it's a privilege, but isn't that a little bit haughty on our part? Proud that Hashem, do I deserve that Hashem should answer me? If he does, then I should be proud that I have something that I have that Hashem answers because of who and what I am. But is that really what it's all about? Because we deserve Hashem to answer us, he answers us. So what is exactly the meaning of this misgoe? That we are, so to speak, superior, have a sense of superiority or pride in that we have the coil of Kol Yaakov. Amar Adoni Zikni Meiri V'Rebi Zal. He says that his grandfather, the Chiddush Arim, said, Pirush, Sha'al Yidei Hatsa'aka, by crying out, through crying out, Ma'oririn Sherish, Dveikus B'nei Yisrael, that by crying out, we stir up and invoke the closeness we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not yet being answered, not yet even conveying exactly what it is that our tzara might be, without getting into the details, and saying, Oy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look what's happening to us. Even before you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look what's happening to us, just the Oy, just the kvetch. The fact that we're in tzara, and because we're in tzara, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what this is all about. The geus is not necessarily the details. We say and we ask and we need and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. The geus is that we have a closeness and we have a dveikus which is made to wake up, which is activated when we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pray. Not that we pray and that the answer is then forthcoming so much as that we have a relationship. It's the relationship that we cherish. And the relationship is one that requires us to be there with Hashem and know that Hashem is with us, to have Hashem's presence on our minds, to be Hashem aware, for we all have awareness of Hashem. But to be Hashem aware, to have the Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, and then say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know it's you. Ein Oid Milvadoi. And now I'm not thinking about anything or considering anything or hoping to be saved by anything but you. That means that everything else falls away. We don't look anymore at the water as something that is an obstacle. We don't look at the Mitzrayim behind us as something that's a threat, though it is. I'm with you. So you have to, so to speak, deliver me from this dilemma if I'm in a dilemma, which I am. Details are not even that important. But I want to be with you and you with me. What's happening when a Yid cries out is that it is ma'orer sherish dveikus b'nei Yisrael. It awakens and stirs up the closeness that b'nei Yisrael have with Hashem. Va'oz shayalin, and then in Shemayim, they ask, so to speak, ma titzak? What do you have to cry out? We're so close, meaning I am fully aware of the tzara you're in, and I wish that you not be in it, so therefore I will save you. Shein tzarech litzoik klal. You don't have to cry anymore. It's not necessary to continue. Basically, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying is not that you should never have been crying, but just that you began to turn to me in tzaka has been enough. So obviously, we're talking about a moment in time where Klal Yisrael got it right. It's interesting. Although we challenged Moshe the way we did, verily, on the other hand, Rashi says, Vayitzaku, Tofsu Umnus Avoysam, Rashi says, famous Rashi, quoting Chazal, that we immediately resorted to what our Avos did best, Umnus Avoysam, to what they lived by, to what they believed in. Umnus comes from something that a person practices, like a vocation, but it also comes from the word profession and emuna and faith. Tafsu umanus avoysam. And so what do we do? Well, we have to do like Avram did. He davened. Elamokam asher amatsham. Yitzchak, lasuach basoda. Yaakov, v'yifka b'makam v'yalan sham. So it was part of us, and we did it immediately. We davened. We davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as soon as we took that initiative, Hashem already said, enough. But that means that somehow we achieved a stirring up of our dveikus b'Hashem powerfully and rather quickly. But it was so powerful and so effective that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Moshe and said, Matitzak elai, it's done. Babylon B'nai Yisrael, viso? Yeah.
Couldn't we argue the opposite, that Hashem is saying that crying isn't going to be enough, we have to do something? Didn't the Malachim say, these are idol worshippers and these are idol worshippers?
Right. It's true, and that's truthfully what we have to do.
Crying out is not the time, it's not going to work. We have to do something.
It already worked, but you have to, you're right. But you have to do something. Viso means go. And go with the belief that you can go into the water and that it will be okay. And they did. And that's the Nachshon ben Aminadov who said, if Hashem says we go, we go. But yes, there was yet that effort we had to make and that leap of faith, literally, leap of faith into the water.
Rav, what about when people are really in trouble, everybody have a connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Try to have connection when you're not in trouble.
100%.
How does it prove that I have any relationship? I don't call the fire department every time. I don't say, hello, how are you doing?
Very true. And, so, that, and the Nevi'im say over and over again, you know, that we should be not only turning to Hashem in an ace sorrow.
So right now I said, there's no proof that they have a relationship. Maybe. I don't know.
But apparently... Those Bnei Yisrael did. The Bnei Yisrael, and we can understand that having come through the process of not only the Golos of Mitzrayim, but also the Geula of Mitzrayim, Korban Pesach that they had prepared, the mitzvahs that they had embraced, they had come to begin to be on a high Madrega. And in this moment, where the Tzara...
Already selected out, they're the 20%.
Right, it's Bachamushim Olu. Yes, these are the better of us who were Zocha to leave and had been Zocha not to be taken out, so to speak, and eliminated during Machas Koshech.
I'm sorry, how is this supported in the text that it says, Matitzak, Shein Tzulich, it's a claw? Sounds like.
No, in other words, at this point, you don't have to cry anymore. But the truth is because what the Sfasemis is saying in the name of his grandfather is, Klal, you don't even have to cry. It's the turning to me that's more important. It's the fact that you're in a tzara and you know and feel, oh, I have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have none but HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be with, and there's none and nothing that will help me but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, that, before I even enunciate the details of the problem, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu to respond to the list of things that I need? Or does HaKadosh Baruch Hu to respond that it's me? That it's me. And that's what the Sfas HaEmes is basically saying here in the name of his grandfather. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to us not because I ask for something, but because of who and what I am. Let's see now how it's explained in Tav Reish Lamed Hey. Let's move to the next column. B'medrash, Ma Titzak Elai. There are two Yerushais that Yitzchak was manichil, that he bequeathed. Esav Mizgoya B'Yerushasai. Hayidayim Yidei Esav. V'Yaakov Mizgoya. Hakol Kol Yaakov. Bevadai Geus Esav Harasha. Al Shenitin Lo Hacherev. We understand easily. He's got the sword in hand. And he uses it successfully. Lasas Bokir Itzoynoi. Kimamar Al Charbuchatichye. Uvnei Yisrael Mizgoin B'Yerushasai. Look how he phrases it here, the Sfas HaEmes himself. He says, "Sheyesh lahem zeha koyach shel tfila sheyachonen lehiskarev lahashem yisbarach be'eis tzarasam." He doesn't say the koyach of tfila is that we are answered, that we get our shopping list filled and delivered to our door. No. What it is, rather, is that we have in times of tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us, whether the answer is going to be yes or no. Because sometimes the answer is not yes. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Karev, he's close to us. Karev Hashem l'chol karev l'chol asher yikru'u v'emes. That is what we are mizgoyah. So we're not mizgoyah that we can daven and Hashem answers us and gives us what we want. That's not the reason to daven, and that's not what we're proud of. We daven because we want to be close to Hashem. Our needs, we hopefully will also be answered. And if they're not, we daven nevertheless. And we say moedim, no matter how many of our previous lists did not somehow turn up at our door, we still say thank you, HaKadosh Baruch. Because what we want is not so much the answer to our prayers. Mostly what we want is kirvas elikim, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch. And if we are in the tzar and we invoke that closeness, then because of that closeness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us from the tzara. Not necessarily because we then go on to say and list what we need. And there are times when we don't even have to list. And that was the moment that we were in there. We didn't have to continue to explain it, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Matzak Eli means in this instance. Let's continue. Uvnei Yisrael mizgayin b'Yerushasan sheyesh lahem zeh hakoyach shel tefila sheyachonen lehiskarev laHashem Yisbarach be'eis tzarasam. And that's the sweetness of an eis tzara. The sweetness of an eis tzara is, with tears running down our cheeks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know there's nothing but you. And maybe what I needed is to be close to you. And maybe that's why this is all happening to me. And maybe the answer is going to be no to whatever it is that I wish it would be yes. But the closeness to you is so sweet, even if the answer is not yes. Ve'isa b'medrash. Medrash says that there are asar l'shaynes shel tefillah. The footnote lists them. Rabbi Yochanan asar l'shaynes nikra'es tefillah ve'elohein shavo. Tzaka, Naaka, Rina, Pegia, Bitzur, Kriya, Nipul, Pilul, Tachanunim. Bitzur means from the word tzar. It's one of the expressions of tefillah. Batzar li ekra el Hashem. Vahapirish ki b'nei Yisrael b'eis tzara p'aynim l'Hashem Yisbarach. B'tiv'am. So the word tzara and bitzur means when in tzara. It's one of the expressions of tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan says, when in trouble, that's one of the names of tefillah. When in trouble. Crying out, arguing, supplication, when in trouble. One of the names of tefillah in Lashon HaKodesh is bitzur, when you're in tzara. Stunning. Because for Am Yisrael, being in tzara equates with and correlates with knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who can take us out of the tzara. knowing it, feeling it, and becoming closer to Hashem because I'm in sorrow. That is so much a part of Jewish prayer that one of the names of Jewish prayer is, I'm in trouble. But
Tsar Lecha Umetzeucha. Just one thing. He put it, do we understand that he put it in and that he's capable of taking his hand?
Yes. And when in trouble, we are so ready and so attached to Hashem in response to the Tzara that the name Tzara is one of the names of Tefillah. Because we are so in sync with HaKadosh Baruch Hu while in Tzara, Tzara has a name or is a name of Tefillah.
Is there a corresponding name when you're in Michael's point? Maybe you're going, well, let's say the Simcha, God's name, I don't know.
Rina.
Rina.
Yes. One of the names of Tefillah is Rina.
That's the Michael's point.
Right? The Shmoa El Harina Ve'el HaTefillah. And Rina is, of course, is jovial. Because what joy should a Jew, can a Jew have, but the joy in Hashem? Very good point. So you have Rina, which is the joy, Hashem. Tzara, which is the angst and turbulent times with Hashem. So this is what the Rim meant when he said, before the words are spoken, it's the state of mind and heart that we're in, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, that's when our tefillahs begin. And in the and at that point, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I'm with you, he told us that and said, go, v'yisov. It's our teva. That's what Bnei Yisrael did at Yam Suf. Tafsu umnusavaysam, like Rashi says. It was their natural response. It's so natural because we are bound up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu so well that the tzara itself is called or is used as a name for tefillah. Because if a Jew is in tzar, in a tight spot, if he's in a makom tzar, without the ayin, tight spot, trouble, then he is ready for his relationship with Hashem to be actualized. And that tzara, that problem, that tight spot, is an actualization of his relationship or her relationship with Hashem. Because we are always muchanim. When he says ready, he doesn't mean physically ready to daven. Muchan meaning it's part of our DNA. Closeness to Hashem and speaking to Hashem and being God aware and being one with Him is muchan. It's part of our DNA. So the moment we're in that tzara, the DNA says, I'm with Hashem. Hashem knows I'm here in this tzar. Hashem is the siba, the cause of it, and the cause of how I'll get out of it or see myself through it. V'isa v'yitzaku tafsu umnus avoysam perish mer v'ziknizal ki lo hoyo lehem hachonu l'tfilo meirayv tzara. They didn't prepare to daven. They didn't say to each other, let's pray to Hashem. It was something that was natural. It was something that came to us in Klal Yisrael at Yam Suf without even a thought. Rakshatafsu minha gavisein biyadehem. It was just something that came to us automatically, and that's a beautiful thing because here we were barely knowledgeable about Torah at all. Yet, we had something from our avos. Mm-hmm. We had an inheritance somewhere deep, deep inside of us from our avos, which was that we have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know exactly what the mitzvahs are. We don't know exactly how we are going to serve Him. We learned only a couple of mitzvahs a few days ago from Moshe Rabbeinu, who told us how to make a Korban Pesach. But this is our Hashem. And we know He is with us. That's what we took from our avos.
Why didn't you work in the Rabbah, when the Rabbah places is like a water, and they came against Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rabbah, they didn't. So, hold up, we haven't got any water, we got a dove. Didn't say that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he was angry and they got. So there's a contradiction.
That was a nisayon. It was one of the tests of the Jewish people in the Midbar. And we didn't do so well.
I was absolutely wrong when I compare that they are desperate and go to Hashem. One, they have very good choice. And say Egyptian, okay, sorry, sir, we're going back. Especially, very soon they will say it was much better in Egypt. And still they choose Kodesh Baruch. So my comparison is that they were desperate and everybody go to Hashem.
Okay.
No, there was a solution. Yes, sir, we go back to our cucumbers and everything we have.
Yeah. Raksha tafsu minig of Hashem b'yadeh. They had a natural reaction, and that turning to Hashem is something so deeply natural to us. Ubezeh atzmoy mizgoin. Now he has a different, slightly different take on what is this geus? What is the pride mentioned by the Medrash? Ubezeh atzmoy mizgoin b'nei Yisrael mashal le'nimsu lehem hakoyach. Rak shekablu kol tzorcheya me'Hashem yisbarach. Al yidei tefillah, v'kol Torah, v'avoyde zu tefillah, v'hugeyes shel emes. We're proud of the fact that we don't have wherewithal like Esav does. We don't have the Adayim. What we have is such a closeness to Hashem and a dependence, a complete dependence upon Him. That means that we are necessarily bound up with Him unitarily. We are one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're proud of. We're proud of the fact that our will and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will be done because they are the same will. And now he says, that's the pshat in Kigoi Go'o. And that's the pshat in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah that we read in the Haftarah on Tisha B'Av. Al yishal al chachm b'chachmasoy, al yishal gibu b'gvurasoy. Ki im b'zois yishal al hamishal al haskel v'yadoya oisi. Being close to and meaning, having knowledge of Hashem, meaning to be identified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yediyah doesn't mean to know, it means to be identified as one. V'zeh pirish ki go'i go'o. That's the pshat in Oz Yashem Oishe, Shir Hashem ki go'i go'o. Pride of pride, meaning what? What is this pride of all pride? Perish hageus shebo al yedei geus hakodesh baruch hu hukayim la'ad. We're not proud of ourselves. We're proud of holiness. We're proud that we are so with Hashem as to be one will with God. That when we need, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers that ke'ilu, it's we, Hashem and us, who need together what is that we need. It's not that we're separate from Hashem. When you have to call out to someone, then you're not really one and the same. But when you have dveikus with Hashem, then the need is Hashem's kivayachol. You're not separate from Hashem and I'm asking Him and He's giving me. We are so identified with Him that whatever will be accomplished, it's not me, it's you. And it becomes an us. Because we and Hashem are so bound together. And that therefore, He responds before we even have to say. And sure enough, this is what the Navi also says. Terem yikra v'ani ene. Oid he medabrim v'ani yeshba. That's what the idea here is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close to us, and we should learn in our davening how therefore kavana is so important. And preparing the heart to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so important. And preparing ourselves for that dveikus, which is ultimately what tefillah is, not it's a shopping list. It's rather being with Hashem and bringing Hashem to be with us through tefillah, then and then more and more in our lives through tefillah. And that's why brachas p'sukah tezimra, to prepare ourselves to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is so important, because it's all of that which we do so that we will have the dveikus, the true oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we stand privileged as we are to stand with him in our tefillah, in our moment of prayer.